In the final phases of the battle for Tunisia, the British, with open contempt, assigned the Americans the menial task of drawing off the Germans.
Ike is more British than the British, and his putty in their hands. Oh, God, for John J. Pershing.
Patton had to struggle with the skeptical Britons to gain his share of fighting, but he performed with crushing brutal efficiency when he finally got into the heart of the fray. German resistance in North Africa collapsed. The canny Rommel later wrote, "In Tunisia, the Americans had to pay a stiff price for their experience, but it brought rich dividends. Although we had to wait until the Patton Army in France to see the most astonishing achievements in mobile warfare." In the summer of 1943, George S. Patton was hoping that the hard lessons learned in the North African victory would ease the way for Operation Husky, the landings at Sicily. Churchill's hope was to knock Italy out of the war and open up what he insisted on calling the soft underbelly of Europe, words quickly made a travesty by the fierce German resistance. Patton's planning and presence were key to saving the Sicily beachhead from disaster. Patton and Montgomery were the invasion troop commanders, with British General Harold Alexander overall. Patton had no doubt that Americans would continue as second fiddle because of Kasserine Pass. It enraged him when his 7th Army was assigned to guarding the flanks of Montgomery's advancing 8th Army.
"When the 8th is going well, we're told to halt so as not to take any glory,"